will most definitely be hearing noise in the background, and that is because I am currently sitting on my balcony while the ship is docked in Ensenada. I know what you're thinking. Wait a minute. How did we get to Ensenada from the last time you heard from me and I was on a cruise in January? It's a long story. I promise I will explain. But first, we got to finish that Alaska recap. I'm almost too embarrassed to admit this. Almost, but not quite. I'm sitting here, totally prepared to finish up my review of the Alaskan cruise I took last September. And guess what? Apparently, I downloaded all of my pictures to my external drive and then deleted them from my photos on my Apple devices. So, since I'm not home, I have no way of accessing those photos. What a bozo. So, unfortunately, that Alaskan recap is gonna have to wait. However, on the flip side, I can give you kind of a recap of the cruise I took immediately after that. So that was in September, right? We were on the Eurodam, Holland America Eurodam to Alaska. Fantastic trip. But after that, in November, the day after Thanksgiving, I believe, we flew to Galveston to explore Galveston for a couple of days before getting on the Regal Princess. And that trip was a blast. First of all, I loved Galveston. It was so neat. So much history there. So much to see. It was fantastic. And I highly recommend it. If you ever have the chance to spend a couple of days in Galveston, please go. We toured some really neat historic mansions. We found plenty of great food to eat. I can definitely make a hotel recommendation. We stayed at the Harbor House. Fantastic boutique hotel, not ridiculously expensive. It was nice. We had a huge room with two queen-size beds, and we loved it there. The staff was exceptional, and it's within walking distance to everything. And you know that's something for me because I can't walk. So it was a great place. I highly, highly recommend it. So we boarded our cruise in Galveston, as I said, and we had a couple of sea days right off the bat, which were really nice. And our first pitch, yeah, we're playing baseball. Our first stop was at Costa Maya, Mexico. Let me tell you, that city is gorgeous. I had never been to this port, and it was absolutely beautiful. They had some really cool little, what do you call them? It's like a, kind of like a trolley cart of sorts. You know, it's where the guy sits on a bicycle and there's a room for two people to sit behind. I forget what they're called, but anyway. And they were free, you just tipped them. So we did that because it's difficult for me to walk, you know, from the ship all the way to the actual port. But what a lovely, lovely port it was. I'm trying to remember what we did as an excursion. Shoot. Hang on, I'm going to put this on hold a second while I rattle my brain here to remember what exactly it was we did. So apparently not only does the Alaska recap have to wait, so does the rest of this episode. Oh my goodness. What I didn't tell you guys was that I've been trying to get my account going for about 2 weeks. Because In the time between my last episode and this one, so many changes have gone through, and now the final thing is that Spotify now owns Anchor, so I had to create a whole new login, and since I was on a cruise, it wouldn't go through. I had to wait until we were in port, and I could just get off of the ship's Wi-Fi and use my data. So I got that set up. That's what I'm using right now to do this little mini episode. So, as it stands right now, I can't go any further. So, sorry about that, guys. I know I've been flaky lately, but as you all know, stuff keeps happening and my allergies keep flaring up. But I will push through this. I promise you. So once I get back home, I'll go through my external hard drive, look at the pictures to make sure that I'm not leaving out any information about any of our excursions for that final part of Alaska. And then I'll fill you in with the cruise after that, which was a New Year's Eve cruise on Carnival Panorama. And then about a month after that, I went on a Panama Canal cruise. And that was something else. Okay, guys, thanks for hanging in there with me. Take care. Be kind.